Would it then church, civic organizations, social clubs that they belonged to
for
after
my parents?
Marriage? Yes.
Well, before married, they were in the Odd Fellows and Rebecca's.
Mm-hmm.
They were very active in that lodge. But then probably the social activity they had were PTA and Cub Scouts and baseball, you know, the kids playing baseball. That's what my mother had as a social activity. And from that, they made good friends and they played cards. They had a whole group of friends they played cards with. Especially during the Depression and right after and during the war, when nobody had any money or anything. That's what they did for entertainment.
Right. Playing canasta or whatever.
Oh, 500 and pinochle.
Pinochle.
Yeah,
yep.
Yeah.
Okay. And your own social contacts of that type?
Oh,
clubs.
Mine? Now?
Yes. Clubs and church and...
Of course, my church has been, you know, that's been a very important part of my life because I've always been in the Methodist Church.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've been in women's clubs, various women's clubs. And I still am. And then Little League and Girl Scouts. And usually, the usual things that people do.
Right.
And probably that's it. And then friends from school that we've kept in contact with. I talked to someone yesterday that we've known, Pete and I knew from, he knew them from high school, and I knew them from college. Because that's where Pete and I met, was at college. So that's how I have longtime friends.
That's good.
Yeah.
Stay in touch with these people.
Yeah. Not a whole lot, but, a few. And I'm sure you do too.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just
a
part of your life.
Go to the reunions.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Hold on 1 minute.
Okay. You want to ask me about my school?
Yes.
Okay. I went
who,
to,
what, where, when,
oh,
how?
I went to Emerson Grammar School in Burbank, John Muir Junior High School in Burbank, and Burbank High School, class of winter 48. And then I had probably a year and a half or a little bit more of junior college, and that's where I met Pete. And that's all I've had.
Oh,
I've gone back to school. I went back to school in, I think, 1976, and I was going to get my degree. And I took 3 or 4 classes, and I loved them. But then I bought heap stationery,
mm-hmm.
and I couldn't do both, so I dropped the school. And that's the school I got.
Okay, and was it at Glendale?
I met him when I went to Glendale College, but then when I went back to college, I went over to Valley College.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I had.
Right.
That's the extent.
It's a lot. Okay, now for some pronunciation vocabulary.
Okay.
What do you call the black stuff that coats stovepipes inside or chimney?
The coal dust? Or? I'm getting old. My brain doesn't work very well anymore.
Starts with an S.
Oh, soot.
There we go.
Oh, thank you.
I knew you could. All right, and the white stuff that falls to the
snow.
Inside that I need to dust bust out of.
Oh, no, tell me that again.
The white, flakes that fall, they're at the fireplace after you've had a fire.
Oh, ashes.
Right. Okay. Now back to some biography mm-hmm. things. Have you been out of the country?
Oh, yeah.
Name a few of the countries.
I've been to New Zealand, Germany, Israel, Egypt, Jordan, Canada, Mexico, England.
Mm-hmm.
I go back there in a second.
Oh. Have you traveled around the United States?
Yes. You want to know where?
Why not?
Oh, I've been to Ohio because my daughter lives there. I've been to South Carolina because my sisters and I went there.